darkness, my old friend.
It was one of the most emotional times I've had in radio, working at CJAD in Montreal, when the news came in shortly after 11 o'clock in the morning, and it really hit hard.
I was standing at the UBC Radio Society, of which I was president at the time, and I was looking at what was then called a BN teletype machine, just watching the news come in. And in those days, when a big story broke, there used to be bells on the teletype, and it would ring one, two, or three bells according to the importance. And this was three bells, and it typed out one line, said, U.S. President Kennedy shot in Dallas. I watched it print out across the paper.
Here's a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been the victim of an assassin's bullet in Dallas, Texas.
It made you feel that the world was coming to an end in a way, because he was so well known and so well liked. And it was just one of those very emotional times in radio that I've experienced.
Went to air with it on the UBC Radio Society system at UBC. And then we plugged into this station, which was called CKWX at the time, because it had an affiliation with what was known as the Mutual Broadcasting System. And we carried that live all the way through the campus for the entire day.
This flash from Dallas. Two priests who were with President Kennedy say that he is dead of bullet wounds.
It was continuous, leading the news with that particular story and the events that took place around it, and the following up on who did it, why, and all those things, as it happens in any of those situations.
And no one guessed that a man so.
It wasn't chaos so much for the people that were watching it all. The whole country stopped, because we all stopped and watched the CBS coverage of the funeral and everything that went along with it, the investigation, the shooting of Lee Harvey Oswald, all live in black and white television for about 48, maybe even 3 days. Nobody moved away from a TV set.
He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot.
I don't think you realize it until the time happens, you know, 50 years later, when you say, well, I was there when it did happen. That's the only feeling I get from it.
On November 22nd, 1963.
It was amazing, because you were literally watching live history in the making. And in those days, before this kind of violent culture took over in North America, it was an event that was unexplainable. It was just shock for everybody.
It was a very traumatic day. It was one that you remembered, and you still remember even to this day, 50 years later.
Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me